special tonight on the murder of Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. David John Oates is here, and his one of his star pupils, Jeanette Teagle, is standing by, and of course, Jim Mars. And we've learned a lot in the first hour, many, many insights into this, everything falling into line exactly as we would expect, those of us who have researched this. And it's just amazing to get the validation once again from the world's most remarkable technology of human experience and human discovery, and that is reverse speech. Jim, anything you want to say before we start in on hour two?
No, but it's other than the fact that we are now seeing the dirty underside of the American political machine that's gone on ever since the coup of 1963.
Yes, sir. Dan Rather and company. Hold on a minute, and we'll get going here, folks. If you just joined us, pull up a chair and sit down. We'll go back to David John Oates right now. David, lead the way, and let's move ahead.
Okay. Look, I should point out that when I did the reverses on Sirhan Sirhan, and I never put two and two together and came up with mind control. It was actually Jeanette who came up with the mind control by pulling all the clues together.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah.
Hypnotic suggestions. And when I saw her transcript, I thought, oh, right, that makes total sense. So anyway, now during the break, I pulled up a couple of my reverses that didn't make it to Jeanette's report. Here is LBJ talking about the death of Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy affirmed this country, affirmed the essential decency of its people.
Oh.
Here it says, see it, Bush.
See it, Bush.
See it, Bush.
There you go.
See it, Bush.
There's Bush again.
Jim, this is these are not coincidences. He's the wet ops king.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, who was the columnist? The old lady.
Dorothy Kilgallen.
No. She was the one that was always at the press conferences and raising her hand and calling in Washington. I've got a block. I know her as well as I know my name. Anyway, she wrote a column, and in there she had interviewed George
Helen
Herbert
Thomas.
Bush. Huh?
Helen Thomas.
Helen Thomas. Thank you.
Helen.
Helen. Yes. I thought I said Helen. She wrote a column, and she had interviewed George Herbert Walker Bush, and according to her, he told her, he said, if the American people ever find out what we've done to them, they will chase us down the street and hang us from a lamppost.
That's where that quote came from. Yeah.
Yes.
A quote echoed by Hillary Clinton, by the way, who said, if Trump gets in the White House, we're all going to the gallows.
Yes. Said the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah. So they know. I mean, they're very live. Not just their fortunes in the Clinton Foundation and the Bush Clinton Fund, but their whole reputations are, and their very lives depend on keeping
that's
all this.
That's why
hidden.
I continue to say they're not going to give it up without taking us all down with them.
They'll fight to the very death.
That's
and another thing that may explain a lot is one thing I never quite could understand, because I've always been committed to the truth as a journalist way back in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, I never could quite understand why so many powerful, prominent people in America have not blown the whistle on all this. Why have they gone along with it? And I think the answer is because if the truth actually came out, it would break the dam, the waters would flow out, we'd know about JFK, RFK, MLK, we'd know about, Vietnam, we'd know about weapons of mass destruction, 9/11, it would tear apart this country. It really would. I mean, there'd be a revolution, may be one anyway.
And maybe one coming real quick. We'll see. I think you're damn right. When Donald Trump put his life on the line and told the globalists, we're not going to go in their direction, we're going in the American direction.
Right.
I was amazed. That was one of the bravest things I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big family.
He said it just days before the election in Florida. He said, my campaign is an existential threat to the establishment. and he's right. And the establishment is not going to go quietly into the night.
They won't. And I've been saying this for damn near 20 years, Jim, on this program. They won't do it. They're not going to give it up. And this Electoral College is one of four or five major plays that they've got ready to make. I'm telling you. So hold on, and we'll get through it one way or the other. And we can always rely on David and Jim Mars to bring you, and hopefully yours truly. I'll be around to do the same. We do our best to keep you informed. All right, David, go right ahead.
Okay, so here are the next players in the assassination of Robert Kennedy. Yes, Jim?
I misspoke. Okay, it was not Helen. It was Sarah. Wait a minute.
Yes. Let me look it up. I'll look it up. God, it's funny. It's too much information.
Sarah McClendon. Yeah, and the thing is, she was an irascible journalist there in Washington, and the deal is, she knew Bush personally. They had been friends in Texas, and in 1992, she asked him about. What would happen if everybody found out she said, what would people do if they ever find out the truth about Iraq Gate and Iran-Contra? And he said, Sarah, they'll chase us down the street and hang us from a lamppost. But, of course, I'm sure in his mind he was thinking back over all the stuff he had been involved in.
Yeah, well, those two women, Helen Thomas and Sarah McClendon, were real journalists. They go way
back. They were real journalists.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Dave. Go ahead, David.
That's okay. Next character in the assassination. Same organization that appeared in the JFK assassination too. So here's the Ford.
Deliberate intent to send those 50 jet bombers to Israel to obviously do harm to them.
Okay. So this is Sahan. Okay. And he says, "See mob."
See mob.
Zoom up.
He's got the word "the" is in the middle of it, but it's just a whisper of it.
Oh, is it? Hang on, let's listen again.
Zoom up.
Oh, very.
Zoom up.
Very faint. Oh. Very faint. I think it's there. He started to say it, and then he glossed over it.
Your ears amaze me, Jeff.
Well, Jeff had all his years in radio. He's got a fine-tuned ear.
Yes, I know. A lot of people comment to me. They say, oh, you should go and get Jeff to listen to that. And I think, well, hang on, I'm the reverse speech expert here. Excuse me.
That's funny.
Yeah, a few people said that to me, and I go,
funny.
Okay.
Yeah, David's very kind to put up with me butting in, but I do hear things. I don't know why. I just do.
All right, so here's a second reference to mob.
By getting the right person in the street. Hang on.
Oh, hang on. Let me get that volume. Let me just up that volume. That's shocking. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
Do it by getting the right person to straighten the thing up. Then he's going to take it in his own hands. I can't see any other way to go.
The long series of coincidences in which armed guard Thane Eugene Caesar was involved was never made public, much less explained.
So this is an armed guard, and it says the serious mob.
The serious mob.
The serious mob.
Yep.
The serious mob.
So there you have it twice. Two references to the mob, which also came up in the JFK assassination too.
Jim Mars, let's see where this Thane thing goes. Let's just leave that sit for now.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Thane Caesar killed Robert Kennedy.
That's
and
right.
And if he's still around, he's still alive, he wants to sue me for libel. I wish he would. We'll get this into court, and maybe we'll find out the deal. But he was the one who was standing behind Kennedy. He was a security guy with a kind of dubious background. He did admit pulling his gun. Okay, and in fact, the famous picture of Robert Kennedy lying on the floor with a clip-on tie lying next to his hand. And then there are pictures of Thane Caesar earlier in the day when he had his tie on, and then after the shooting when he did not have his tie on. So I'm pretty convinced that Thane Caesar shot Kennedy while Sirhan Sirhan was firing wildly from 6 feet in front of him, and Roosevelt, Greer, and these others are jumping on him. Thane Caesar whips out and puts a shot into Robert Kennedy's right mastoid, killing him. And then I think Kennedy may or may not have realized where the shot came from, but I think he turned and grabbed on, trying to, you know, keep from falling, grabbed onto his tie and pulled it off, and that's why I was lying near his hand.
Interesting.
On the floor.
Yeah. Well, that's now, we just got – go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
No, all I wanted to point out was, for anybody who thinks the mob, what's the mob got to do with it, let's not forget the church committee, where that was way back in the 70s, where they actually showed that the mob, the mafia, and the CIA were working hand in gloves. They had the same people, okay? They were sharing operatives, and they were sharing responsibility in various operations, okay? Including assassination. It was the CIA that recruited the mob to try to assassinate Castro, right?
Yep, many times, apparently.
And if they go kill one head of state, what's to stop them from killing someone who's simply going to be a candidate for head of state?
Indeed. So that last reversal mentioned Thane Caesar. How did that work? David?
I thought the reverse was on the guard, but it wasn't. It was on the commentator. So okay. Once again, it's clipped.
Yeah. All right. I don't
Very
think
good.
He's ever been recorded.
No.
No, but David. It's the same. I guess what I'm trying to point out, it's the same characters in this assassination as it was in the JFK assassination.
Yes.
And there's even a hint of the Jews being involved. Just a hint, one reversal. And we only got one reversal about Israel being involved in JFK as well.
Okay, Jeanette wants to say something. Jeanette, go ahead.
Jim, just in conjunction with what you're saying about Caesar, we questioned why he was never made to testify. He indicated he didn't want to testify and he didn't want to be put on the stand. And so the eyewitnesses also couldn't say whether he had pulled his gun. So there's something very dodgy in there.
You got it.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, David.
Okay, so here's a cryptic reference to Israel being involved.
And having nothing to do that day since the racetrack was closed, I decided to go in to the firing range and shoot my gun.
Okay, this is before the assassination. He says, that Jew is so sad.
Virtuitous head.
So I don't know, just a cryptic reference, and we got a cryptic reference in the JFK assassination as well to Israel.
Hmm.
So it's just the same characters. Bush, the mob, and I'm just sure. A whole lot of the guys we don't know about.
And the Mossad, and you've got 9/11, and you got all kinds of things.
Yeah, I know. And here's another name that I just saw. I don't know who this is, but this is on Sirhan.
And we have known what the 50 Phantom jets were designed for and what we're going to do.
This one says, Michael fled the bloody fifth. I thought it said filth. Sorry.
North Loop Station, McNaffy Fifth.
I don't know what that would mean.
I have no idea.
Fifth hypnotic session, Michael, the hypnotherapist. I don't know.
Because it's obvious from the little bits I've heard that Sirhan was a racetrack junkie. He loved the horses.
Yes, he talked about it a couple of times.
Yes. Yeah. No, he was into the tracks. He said, I didn't go to the track, didn't he? Something like that. All right.
I'm trying to jog my memory, but there was a guy named Jerry something another who had a horse trailer and had gone to the Ambassador Hotel that night. He was known as the Walking Bible because he had studied the Bible so much he could quote verses out of it. And he said he was supposed to meet Sirhan Sirhan there to sell him a horse or something like that. And in fact, they used that early on briefly because they wanted to show
you're Sirhan, right. Sirhan. I remember this a
Sirhan,
little bit.
Sirhan told this guy he was going to be coming into money, and they wanted to, they brought that out briefly because they wanted to show that he was going to get paid for what he was doing, of course.
Yeah, I remember the horse leg.
But I wish I could remember the guy's name because there's a tie-in. He was somehow connected to the guy that shot George Wallace. I'm going to have to, I'll be trying to look that up, but it all ties together. This is all the same powers that killed John F. Kennedy, killed Martin Luther King, they killed Robert Kennedy, and they've been marching along ever since, all the way up through 9/11.
All right, good point. I think you're
but,
right
let me see if I can find that. I can't, I'm trying to remember his name.
All right. Okay, next up, David.
Okay, we neglected to play the In the Therapy Room reversal. We talked about it, but I don't think we ever played it. So there's a whole string here. So here we go.
Just the old Sirhan, and just resolve to live a new Sirhan, a new rebirth, and then start out life with a new slate.
Here's In Therapy Room.
In the Therapy Room.
Yep.
In the Therapy Room.
Certainly there.
In the Therapy Room.
Wow. Okay, that's... Yeah. That's, I think that's where the hypnotic implants took place. And then here we have talking about it. Oh, that volume is really low on this. Let me just volume. Okay, here we go.
It's your last chance, Sirhan. Reach for your gun. Where is your gun?
Oh, this isn't Sirhan. How do you feel? Oh, he's talking to Sirhan.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
Yeah, okay, that's where'd you get a hypnotic suggestion out of that one, Jeanette? Just
this is where he was in trance at the police station.
Ah, so the how you feel is a nice reassuring hypnotic induction. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's congruent to what he said in reverse.
Right. Right.
I mean what he said forward. Yeah.
Yes, I knew that. And here we have the last one on this string.
Pulling the trigger again and again and again. You'll remember all of this. You'll remember all of it.
And remember it.
Remember it. Remember it.
Oh, congruent reversal.
Remember it.
Yeah, remember. Yeah, look, he's remembering that he, see, he, I think he genuinely believes that he took, that he killed him. And he feels remorse about it. He's upset. He doesn't like it. I mean, look at this reversal here.
Egregious about, you know, being humane and merciful and carrying out the law as impartially as towards me as you would carry it out towards other, you know, formerly.
And this reversal says, all the hurt I wrecked him.
Oh, I wrecked it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I reckon it.
Oh, he's crying, too. You can hear the anguish in his voice. Let me play this again.
Oh, I reckon it.
Oh.
Oh, I reckon it.
Oh, that touched
he's saying,
it.
He's saying all the hurt. I wrecked it. I wrecked it.
Yeah, I caused this. What did I do? All this. I think he's trying to come to grips with the magnitude of what he's done.
Well, he says I wrecked it, meaning the whole thing. I wrecked it. Listen to the end.
Yeah.
Sorry, say that again. I missed
listen to the
that?
End. He says I wrecked it at the end.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, I wrecked it.
Ooh.
Why you reckon it?
Nah.
Why you reckon it?
Yeah, could go either way on that one.
What do you think he says?
Well, I think it's all the hurt I wrecked him. I'm hearing an H, not a T.
Okay.
I thought he said I wrecked it.
Yeah, sounds like it over here.
Okay. All right. Play it again.
Okay, I'll admit to being wrong.
Ends with a T.
Go.
Why you reckon it?
Oh yeah, I see.
Why you reckon it?
Oh, I see. I see what's going on. It's not clipped properly. There's a little bit of gibberish on the end. That's what I'm hearing.
Why you reckon it?
Yep, there it is. There it is. Nice and clear.
If he said, I wrecked it, then, you know, that would mean he probably came to the realization that he had wrecked the country, you know, wrecked,
history.
System.
Yeah, huge
wrecked
thing.
History. Exactly.
It dawns on him.
If you guys are ready for this, I'm going to tell you how it all happened, okay? I've stumbled across some stuff here. Dr. Bernard Diamond was called in to hypnotize Sirhan Sirhan in his jail cell, and he noted that Sirhan achieved a deep trance almost instantaneously, suggesting that he had been hypnotized many times before.
Ah.
While under a trance, Sirhan was asked to climb the bars of his cell like a monkey. He dutifully obeyed. He was asked to recreate pages from his journey, and again, he dutifully obeyed, writing over and over and over, RFK must die, RFK must die, RFK must die.
There's your implanted.
And he remembered every detail of that evening, including talking to the woman in the polka dot dress, but could not be induced to actually remember the shooting. Now, it gets better. The guy I was trying to think of is Jerry Owen. He was known as the Walking Bible. And he, Sirhan disappeared for about 3 months in 1967. This was at a time when he was working with horses and, according to witnesses, was spending a lot of time with Jerry Owen. And this puts Sirhan in the position to have been intensely worked on by CIA confessed mind control expert named William Joseph Bryan. Okay, you can Wikipedia him. He was a American physician and a pioneering hypnotist and one of the founders of the modern hypnotherapy. His work was used in psychological warfare during the Cold War. Okay, and he was started his career as a military psychiatrist and including Project Artichoke and its successor, MK Ultra. Okay, there you go. That's who programmed him.
Wow.
That's it. It's all in the reversal. They seal with your phoning. I'm forced to do it. The sad murder. They did it.
You could take all this to his next parole hearing and probably get him out.
Yeah, probably.
If they would put it together properly, I would think so.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious what happened.
It's damned obvious. Yeah, we're going to go right through the break here. We got a lot of stuff to do here yet. So thank you, sponsors. This is really a classic and important. And go ahead, David Oates.
Okay, so where do you suggest we move to next, Jeanette? What other?
At the top of the program, Thomas Noguchi was mentioned.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he said that the fatal bullet was fired from no more than 3 inches away, which contradicts the witnesses who say that Sirhan was 2.5 feet away, and we've got a reversal here that says 3 foot.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Here we go. All right, here it is. Obviously, levels are down on this one too. Just 1 second while I importantly increase the levels. Okay, here we go.
How far would the gun muzzle be from Senator Kennedy's head?
About a foot and a half, I would say, 2 feet.
But 3 feet.
3 foot.
Oh.
3 foot.
3 foot. Huh. And who's that talking, Jeanette?
That's coming out of the second gun reversal, the second gun recording. Let me just see if I can tell you who it was that wrote it.
But that would be Sirhan, who was 3 foot away, right?
That's definitely saying that Sirhan was 3 foot away, yes.
Right, and Robert Kennedy was close to was shot at close range.
That's right. So then we go further down, and Noguchi was actually fired from his role, from his position.
Yeah.
Because he said, no, it was, you know, I think they were trying to cut. Well, this is where I see a cover-up was going, was, you know, he's saying it's only 3 inches and somebody's saying it was 3 foot. But he was eventually exonerated and reinstated. So... Uh-oh. And it says, you know, 3 bullets entered his body and 1 went through his suit coat at the right upper seam. And we have the reversal, they'll know, and that's coming from CNN.
All right, okay. All right, here's a reversal on Sirhan denying that there was any conspiracy. Here we go.
There have been various conspiracy theories over the years, never gaining great weight. But can you convince me they're all not true?
No, I can't. But I will say this to you, that I was never part of any conspiracy.
When he says, I was never part of any conspiracy, he says, and you see this liar.
You see this liar.
You see this liar.
Clear as day.
You see this liar.
Well, his subconscious is overriding the implanted forward-spoken lie.
Right.
Exactly right. That's exactly what's happening. This is not his conscious speaking. That's coming from his unconscious.
Yeah.
And his unconscious is saying to you, this is not true. There was a conspiracy involved.
Yeah.
And it was all, and it was set up by Bush and whoever else was behind all of these, what's the word I'm looking for? I was going to say atrocities, but it's worse than that.
Yeah.
Treasonous, murderous acts. I mean, yep, pretty bad. All right, so let's have a look at. Okay, so when you talk, we got the reversal. You took the fall, and then we've got some reversals after that. That says the people who must remain unidentified. What's this all about? Jeanette. He also knows that he's taking the fall for someone else who, to this day, must remain unidentified. Is that?
Well, we don't know who he was taking the fall for.
Right, okay, okay, all right, okay. So here's the reverse, you took the fall. Let's play that again, then we'll play these other ones.
The idea that it was done with the full requirements of the law for a first-degree murder, I don't think that it was.
And the, you took the fall?
You took the fall.
You took the fall. You took the fall.
And
is he not saying, is that his subconscious speaking to his conscious saying, you took the fall?
Yeah.
Is that what we're hearing?
You did. Yeah, okay. That's exactly what you okay. A conscious talking to the conscious. We see this a lot. We saw it a lot with Hillary Clinton during the campaign trail. If you remember those classic reversals.
Yeah.
All right, here we have another one on, I think this is Sahan.
And I ended up at the... some storefront office announcing the.
And so this is before the shooting. He ended up in a storefront's office. And he says, no thoughts, must not.
No thoughts, must not.
He's fighting. His conscious thoughts have been suppressed. He's got no thoughts. He's under automatic control. And yet part of him's fighting, so I must not do this.
Wow, that's very interesting.
And again.
No thoughts, must not.
And once more.
No thoughts, must not.
He's
no
wrestling.
Thoughts. Oh, that's a gigantic struggle going on there.
Yeah.
No thoughts, must not. Wow, that's really poignant. That's remarkable.
Yeah, yeah. He's under definite control. There's absolutely no doubt about this. He was like a mindless robot.
Yeah, sure. Well, I hope, Fernando, you're listening and you're hearing things that validate so many things you told us to. Good.
All right, here's a bit of a bizarre one.
Yes, they're not following the writings of me now.
This is Sahan Sahan, and he says, you know they're off this planet.
You know they're off this planet.
You know they're off this planet. You know they're off this planet.
Why do you find that funny, Jim?
Because it really does tie in. I know you're not into this, but if you'll read my book, Our Occulted History, you'll show that I trace... the modern New World Order bunch, the people who are trying to control this planet, all the way back to the Anunnaki, which were the gods of in ancient Sumer. And when they wrote about them, they said they came from the heavens and they came to the earth. And
And that's very funny. We know at the top of the economic pyramid on this planet is probably the Rothschild banking dynasty, and they themselves claim to be the descendants of Nimrod, the ancient Sumerian god king who was part human, part non-human. Okay, so there is some reality to what he's talking about.
Very interesting. Yeah. No, that's a subconscious awareness of of a very
tapping into the
very big
energy field.
A very big historical fact that way back in the beginning, it is said by all those involved that we were visited, and those people were the progenitors of what came to be the world globalist controllers.
Well, the reversal validates it. The reversal says exactly that. What's your thoughts on that one, Jeanette? That's a bit of a revelation, isn't it?
It's certainly it's out of left field to a certain extent for most people, isn't it?
That's
yes,
true.
It is.
But if you do your research,
this keeps the world leaders very much leveraged, okay? Because it's like when Trump met with Obama in the White House, and usually that's like a 20, 30-minute meeting. This was an hour and a half. When he came out, he looked like a deer caught in the headlights.
Yeah,
he had obviously been told some stuff that blew his mind, and I think the extraterrestrials was one of them.
The fact that they're real and they're here and they're involved. Let's sum it up like that. So, that makes perfect sense. That's a real pivotal reversal. Play the reversal again, David.
That one's really playing.
That's important.
You know they're off this planet.
You know they're off this planet.
It's clear, too.
You know they're off this planet.
Very clear.
You know they're off this planet.
That really fits, Jim. That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, that takes the conspiracy theory way out there, doesn't it? Wow.
Yeah. And read Jim's book, Our Quilted History.
Come on, give it to him.
It's our occulted history.
That's right.
Yeah, my people are doing some work on the secret space program right now, so we should have those verses.
Oh, good. This will be fun. All right.
Well, by the way, just to add to the mix, let me mention about Dr. Louis Jolyon West, also known as Jolly West, another CIA mind control expert who not only was relieved the Dallas jail doctor and began to treat Jack Ruby just before he developed galloping cancer and died, but then he also went to California and interviewed Sirhan Sirhan, and no telling what he did with him. So, you know, you got Owen, you got Brian, you got Jolly West, you got all these CIA mind control people all in contact.
They're all in there
with Sirhan Sirhan.
How funny! That's really great. Great. This is all coming together brilliantly as we expected it would. Wow. Go ahead,
he
David.
Also, Dr. West also was the one who was brought in to work on Patty Hearst, and also he showed up in the Oklahoma City bombing for some reason. I mean, he's just got his little mind control footprints all over everything.
Yeah, very good. All right.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. The number of times I've played reversals on a radio show, I have no idea what they mean. Like, you know, they're off this planet. I don't know what that means. And then you come back with some valid information. It's just incredible to me the way that happens over and over again, you know.
So, we shouldn't forget about...
Well, David, you ought to know by now that reverse speech, you know, brings out the subconscious thoughts. You know, your subconscious knows a whole lot more than your conscious mind knows.
Well, it's tapped into the big database.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's have a look at another one. Sahan, Sahan. Here we go. Mr. Ford.
When I began to focus on it, it erupted as soon after the 1967 war, where the Arabs had lost and the Israelis won. And
this reversal says, where is it? You lose in the soul. That's why that hell. Wow. You lose in the soul. That's why that hell.
Oh,
you can hear the emotion. My God. This is a tormented man.
Yeah, he's suffering. He's suffering greatly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to be. He's so conflicted. I mean, he knows what he knows. He knows what he thinks. He knows what he believes. And then he knows what he's read. And then he's got his subconscious working on him. No wonder he's so conflicted.
Yeah, if he could hear this program, it would help him.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow. And here's another one of the same line.
I agree. And I sincerely regret having done that in retrospect.
He says, I might be bad.
I might be bad.
You got that one?
Yeah, well, that's, he's conflicted. He doesn't know what to think. He's saying, I might be bad. He's bad. He knows. But this man is fragmented, and I don't see him ever getting put back together completely unless he were to be able to hear this and spend time with Jim Mars and David Oates and hear these things. And talk it out, real therapy. And then, but they wouldn't want that, and they'd go right back in and put an egg beater in his head again. So
yeah. Well, I think the main thing is that officially the officials would say, no, we can't do this. This is conspiracy theory.
It's kook stuff.
Radical kooky assumptions. You know, so we're not going to let him out to go talk to anybody.
No.
That's why he keeps going for parole, and they keep turning him down.
No, they know he'd end up...
They don't want him out to where somebody can get hold of him. Same thing with Jack Ruby.
Yeah. Well, it's true. All right. We got about 15 minutes left, so let's keep moving.
Okay. Jeanette, what was your opinion of his mental state, Sirhan Sirhan?
I think he's a broken man, and... Listening to the three of you talking, I believe that he possibly won't ever be released because they're worried that
they won't.
A good therapist will actually be able to help him understand what went on.
Yeah.
And that would just devastate him.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Good observation.
Okay. All right. Let's play a couple on LBJ. Talking about the death. Here we got a few of him.
And this is a moment for all Americans to join hands and to walk united together through this dark night of common anguish.
And he says, beyond God.
Beyond God.
Wow.
Beyond God. Beyond God.
Do you think, do these people think they're more powerful than God? I don't know. Strange reversal. And here he is again.
He knew far more than his share of personal tragedy. Yet he never abandoned his faith in America.
Here he says, the NAB event.
In the NAB event. His faith in America.
Oh, what happened then? Hang on, I'll play it again.
In the NAB event.
What does that mean, David? I can't understand that.
Well, he was nabbed. It was a NAB event. He was ambushed. He was nabbed. Uh-huh. You heard the slang NAB? To catch?
Nabbed, sure, yeah. Got it.
Yeah, the NAB event. He was ambushed. It was a setup.
Got it.
The whole thing was set up. He was nabbed. And
unusual.
LBJ knew by this reversal. Yeah, okay. And let's have a look at a... Couple on RFK.
Here you go. Put up in New York to the Senate bar vacancy we have for Negro on the Customs Court. It's been vacant some time. One of Truman's appointees, I believe, retired.
Oh, no, this is not LBJ, sorry. That's not RFK, it's LBJ. I must forgive them.
I must forgive them. I must forgive them.
Don't know what that means.
I must forgive them.
All right, here we have an interesting one. This is a crowd chanting for Bobby Kennedy. I think this is at the Ambassador Hotel. They say, "We want Bobby, we want Bobby." Backwards is, "We want Bobby in." You hear that one?
Yeah.
So nice congruent reversal. The only other congruent reversal in the crowd that we've seen has been Donald Trump, if you remember. So
yes, I do.
Some reverse.
So forwards and backwards is saying we want Bobby, and then in reverse is saying we want Bobby in. That's pretty damned interesting. Brilliant. Yeah.
There's another. Yeah, Donald Trump's the next Kennedys, I reckon. So that's a pretty cool one. Okay, all right. So let's look at some general reversals on Sirhan. Here we go.
I got lost, I believe, because I wasn't familiar with the neighborhood over there, the roads, and it was getting dark.
Okay, he's talking about making his way to the press until he got lost. Then he said, "Feel with the soul I got."
Feel, that's all I got.
Feel, that's all I got. Feel, that's all I got.
Yeah, see, this is his soul. This is where his confusions are coming from, because down in his soul knows the truth. Okay? And he's getting messages from his soul that are confusing him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another one. He's about being sad.
And to have him say that he was going to send 50 phantom jets to Israel to deliver nothing but death and destruction on my countrymen. That seemed as a story were a betrayal, Sam.
He says, "You're sad, mister."
Will said me sad.
Yeah. You're pretty damn sad, mister, for sending 50 phantom jets to Israel. He didn't know that we had no choice in the matter. We do what we're told. So.
Yeah, that's right. All right, here we have another one. This is a phrase that came up in the Kennedy assassination, too. Let's run this.
I really feel that it was immediately after, you know, while I was going to trial, because at the time of the shooting, I was not really in full control of my senses.
No kidding. And then he says, "Then rush the boys who allowed it."
And again.
We had a phrase to the boys in the JFK assassination too. I can't remember what the context was now.
Hmm.
But the boys who allowed it, the mob, the group, the cabal, okay? Rush the boys who allowed it. Hold them responsible. Look at them. Look elsewhere. This is not his conscious speaking. This is his unconscious. Okay? And here we have another interesting one.
You know, as it was talking, and the keys were tapping, and I was reading messages on it. Obviously, I know now, and I knew immediately then that it was a teletype machine. But at the time that I was, you know, looking at it, I didn't snap that it was a teletype machine.
You know, he says, "Got the mission, I cracked."
The mission
was to kill RFK, kill Bobby Kennedy, and the "I cracked." This is the cracks coming into the seams. This is his soul anguish. This is the sad man. This is the confusion that he's feeling inside.
Mm-hmm.
But he got his mission, and he fulfilled his mission. Okay, and this reversal almost adds a seal onto it.
You know, the rule of law in California at the time that really spared my life, and I'm very grateful for that.
This one says, "Adolf fulfilled."
Adolf fulfilled.
Was there Nazi elements involved in the planning of this? I mean,
is that really, is that, could that be at something? I don't know. Why would he say Adolf? That's weird.
I don't get that one.
All right, forget it. We'll move on. I'm just pulling it out to random here. I've played all the main ones.
So got
I'm
it.
Just pulling some other ones out.
Although I will mention that if he's talking about Hitler, then it could be that his unconscious mind again is reaching into the universal energy field and realizes that the same forces, the same
National Socialist, the acronym of which is Nazi, the same forces, including Bush's grandfather, who was one of the lead funders of the Nazis and Hitler. He may really, you know, he may have realized that in the back of his mind, just like Jack Ruby from jail wrote and said, you know, they're all Nazis. I think he either consciously or more likely unconsciously really kind of knew that's where it was coming from.
How interesting. You may well be right on that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I would have got from that. So, yeah, okay. All right. All right. So, let's have a look. Here's another one. It's from this one.
You know, being humane and merciful and carry out the law as impartially as towards me as you would carry it out towards other, you know, formerly condemned men.
And this one says, I didn't kill them. All funny.
They didn't kill them all funny.
Oh, no, I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him all funny.
They didn't kill them all funny.
Yeah, there it is.
That isn't kill him all funny.
Yeah.
Kill him all funny.
That isn't kill him all funny.
Oh, well, there you go. How's that for a nice, concise
performance? Well, you could even all cut funny. The all. You could cut the all funny off, and you'd still have a perfect reversal.
Yeah. Well, the all funny is mind in confusion. What's going on here? I don't understand what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sad. They're condemning me. Wow.
Everything's all funny. Cracking. Yeah,
he's cracking these. He's
fragmented. There's no doubt, none.
It's just all falls together, doesn't it, Jeff? It's
yes,
all
it
here.
Does. It's remarkable, truly remarkable. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow. Okay, and next, I'm just pulling him out at random here because I've finished the main reversals on Jeff's.
Right.
So here we go.
In that, Robert Kennedy represented a tremendous threat to the Arabs by his support of the Arabs' enemies.
Has stealth. It could be stealth of the killers. I mean, that could be anything. That's difficult to know.
A lot of ways to read that, but it is stealth, no doubt.
All right, here we have another one.
I had extinguished a great star, you know, a world savior, perhaps a champion of all mankind, and it's hard for me to live with this experience.
This one says, "End that marked man."
What does he say? End that what, David?
Oh, I've got marked. You know, marked as in the target on your back. He's a marked man.
And that marked man.
You're not hearing that?
Isn't that not him?
There's an end, isn't
there?
I think he says, I think it's blurred, and what he says, I think, is end that nice man.
I'll do it again.
Isn't that not him?
No, there's a K there.
Isn't that not him?
Oh, I can hear the C.
Isn't that not him?
Anyway, all right. All right, look, we've got just a couple minutes left. Let's go over and just play again.
Yeah, play some of the highlights. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play some of the...
Jeanette, first of all, congratulations on all your hard work and just really wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You were welcome.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, she's done a great job. I'm really proud of Jeanette. She's, like I said, perfect on... Her last assignment wasn't it, Jeanette? I marked perfect.
She's going to be doing this for a long time, so you got a great one in the field there. All right, go ahead. Play some of the highlights here. We got a couple of minutes left.
Okay, here they seal with your phoning.
The newspaper stands were screaming out the headline, you know, for...
They seal with your phoning.
You seal with their old phoning.
You seal with their old phoning. You seal with their old phoning.
That's when the hypnotic command was put in. And here it says, I'm forced to do it.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you took your fall. Where's the... oops, hang on, I've lost it. You took your fall. Where did it go?
He said, I'm forced to do it, and that's too bad that isn't more clear, but you can hear it. It's all there.
And here's, you took your fall?
You took your fall. You took your fall. You took your fall.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then we have, they did it?
I mean,
I don't know how much clearer you want these. I mean, these are...
No, that's, he's just speaking truth to the whole story. That's coming right out.
And here we have in the therapy room.
In the therapy room. In the therapy room.
In the therapy room.
In the therapy room.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's all tied together, and just like you did with JFK, reverse speech has done it with Bobby Kennedy. It all fits. Final comment, Jeanette, from you?
I think it was an interesting assignment to do, and it just opens up more questions than provides us with answers, really.
Yeah, well, you get another A, so...
Thank you so much.
Welcome. All right, Mr. Mars?
Well, the word apocalypse comes from the Greek, and its original meaning was the revealing or the unveiling, okay? So we're in the apocalypse right now.
Boy,
it's all coming out.
Isn't
that
the truth?
Now, what each individual listening tonight has to decide for themselves is whose side are they going to be on, the side of the New World Order or the side for a greater American?
That's absolutely brilliantly summed up and said, and... Those of you who haven't made your decision yet, it's time. We are in the most dangerous times right now of the entire campaign season. We're watching, and fingers crossed. Jim, thanks for being here as always. Another remarkable evening. Thank you.
Well, my thanks to you, and especially my thanks to David Oates and to Jeanette, both and the people they work with.
Yeah.
You guys are really doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, thanks, Jim. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Adios.
Right. Okay, Jim. Good night. David, thank you very much, and I look forward to you're doing some deep space things. Are you working on it with Bill Tompkins? Any of his interviews?
He's one of the names, yes.
Yeah, because he's said some remarkable things. Those would be, in and of themselves, I think, good subject matter. Just take the last two visits, and wow, he's got quite a story. All right, thank you, David. Wonderful work, as always.
No worries, yeah. See you later, mate.
Okay, good night. Okay, there's our program for you, our special 2 hours on the reverse speech revelations of the murder of Robert Kennedy. We know now what happened to the Kennedy brothers, and it's right there for you if you want to listen any time at all. Just go to the right-hand column and scroll down, and you'll find them. And we thank you for being here. Back tomorrow night, and God only knows what's going to happen between now and then. We'll keep you posted. Take care.